have fabulous daughters. They each married far above themselves. And they each love our country. And so please join me in welcoming number 42 and number 44, Bill Clinton and President Barack Obama.
Mr. President.
Are you interviewing me?
I was going to
thank you for giving Hillary a job. That was a good thing you did. Well, thank you for coming.
Well, it is wonderful to be back. And let me start just by saying to all the people who have, for years now, supported the incredible efforts of CGI, thank you. Because wherever we travel, all across the globe, we see the impact that it's making every single day. And we're very proud of what you all do. And let me say that we still miss our former Secretary of State. And I should add that there's nothing she said that was not true, particularly the part about us marrying up.
Well, that brings me to my first healthcare comment. This is going to be a conversation about domestic and international health and America's role in it. But I want to begin by telling you that I think the First Lady has done a great job in this fight against childhood obesity. We have been honored at our foundation to be asked to represent her effort in 18,000 schools where we've lowered the calories and drinks being served in the schools by 90%. But she's been great on that. The other thing I think is that I was a little upset and, as you know, called one of your administration members when you got to Africa when I read an article that said that you didn't have a big initiative in Africa. And I said, I can't say exactly what I said, but I said, that is inaccurate. That's the sanitized version of what I said. Because when the president took office, our programs begun under President Bush, PEPFAR, was giving antiretroviral medicine to 1.7 million people. Because of an agreement that I made with President Bush to use generic drugs that were approved by the FDA, about half our drugs were being purchased in that way. Under President Obama, we've gone to 99%. We are treating more than 5.1 million people, three times as many, for less money. That is a stunning legacy, so that more money has been put into malaria medicine, bed nets, and so you saved a lot of money and saved more lives while doing it. And I'm very proud of that, and I want to thank you for it. It's important.